This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Basher. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. JPL, my favorite part of NASA. Layoffs. How bad, Bob?
JPL, it's interesting. JPL is really supposed to be a private operation, but it's been attached to NASA for all its life, and all its funding comes basically from NASA, so you can't really call it a private organization. It's really an agency of NASA. JPL announced a layoff of 325 workers this week. That's about 5% of its workforce, but it's the third major layoff they've imposed this year. And all these layoffs have to do with budget cuts from NASA, and all those budget cuts have to do specifically with the Mars Sample Return Project. NASA has put a halt on any has been cutting back on spending any money on that project as they review the project to try to find out what they're going to do, because the way the project was designed was really chaotic and incoherent and impossible to get done even close to the budget they were proposing. And so there's been a pushback against that, and so NASA has agreed that they need to review everything. And they're now looking at possibilities. But the result is that JPL don't do any more work, because all the work you're doing might not happen. And so there's been a cutback. Now, JPL's had a great deal of management problems over the last few years, and I suspect very strongly that JPL's role in Mars Sample Return is going to be significantly reduced because of these problems. It's not all their fault, the problems, but they are contributing to the problems, and their management issues have been an issue. So, yes, their budget has been reduced, and they continue to lay off people, John. And, of course, the press release makes it sound like these are the end of the world, but, you know, in the private sector, this kind of stuff happens all the time, and JPL should not treat itself as a government agency. It should treat itself as a private company, and therefore work hard to do things right. You don't do things right, you're going to get layoffs. That's all.
And you say the layoffs are about Mars. They're not about the other probes.
That's where the cuts are coming from. The rovers are still fine and funded as before. And so, you know, all the projects that JPL has built are still going.
Just checking. There's a mystery about a satellite. What do we think it is, Bob?
We don't know. This is an interesting thing. A British satellite that was launched in 1969 and has been out of commission since the 70s. It's called Skynet 1A. It was launched into geosynchronous orbit, and it provided communications for the British military over Africa and the Mediterranean for a few years. But it's been out of commission since the 70s. They have now discovered that the satellite has drifted in geosynchronous orbit to a place it shouldn't be, over the Atlantic, essentially, when it was expected to drift towards the Middle East. They do not know how it got where it is. It suggests that engines were fired to put it there at some point, but they do not have any record of that engine burn. There's, of course, some hints that, oh, my God, someone took control of the satellite and we didn't know about it, but I don't think that's the case. I think the records are just incomplete, that at some point a decision was made to put this into a graveyard position different than the one we expected to have drifted to. But we don't know. And that's the mystery. Right now, it's a kind of a problem. It needs to be removed because it's in a very bad spot.
Bob, I've heard that there's suggestion the Russians might have moved it, or the Chinese. Do they have that capability?
No, I think that's very unlikely. I think it's just simply a fact that a decision was made to shift it into this position back in the 70s when it was being decommissioned, and the paperwork is lost, and they don't really know that's what happened. The issue is really it's space junk. It's in a position that nowadays, with the many more satellites in geosynchronous orbit, it kind of is a problem. They can't control it, so what? It's going to just sit there. It's not going to crash, but it's in the way. This is a space junk issue. A company that could go up and remove it could make some money here. We just don't have the capability quite yet.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor